first of all, start out, the district attorney's office has dismissed all the cases. I just received notice of that just a while ago, so I guess you just want to basically run down how it all happened, or what?
Well, I'm curious about the series of circumstances your client has told you, and apparently as the DA's office now believes.
Well, I mean, basically, he wasn't involved in the fight. He didn't throw the ring. And another gentleman, I mean, he called me and, you know, confessed to me and told me he did it. He told everybody in his fraternity he did it. He wanted to make it right. And then just timeline-wise, I think he was arrested on, I guess, the 11th. And then he finally, well, went in front of Boyette on the 12th, morning of the 12th. And then on the, Sunday afternoon, that boy called me and told me that, you know, my guy didn't have anything to do with it. And then on the 13th, that's when the owner of the ring called me and said that he had heard that my guy didn't have anything to do with it. And then he verified that, and he wanted to know whatever he could do to make sure Thomas was not prosecuted for this deal. And at that point, I called the Bill Turner, I guess it had been the morning of the 14th, and explained everything to him. And then I typed up basically a synopsis of it, what all I've heard and been told, and I sent it to Brian Price up there at the DA's office. He's one of the intake prosecutors, and my hat's off to him. They put a couple investigators on it right away and went out and talked to the victim, talked to the young man that admitted to it, and after that, they dismissed the case.
Have you ever been through a incident like this before, or ever seen one like this before?
Oh, I mean, I do a whole lot of criminal cases. I think the one that stands out on this is Judge Boyette. I mean, that's what stands out on all this. But for Judge Boyette setting a $50,000 bond, y'all wouldn't even be reporting about it because it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be news. It would never made the front page of the Eagle or anything like that. And that's the thing that's a shame because, you know, and the DA's office also agreed they're not opposing my client to expunge this thing off his record. But the problem is that might get rid of his arrest record and pull the stuff off the judicial website here locally. But you can go on Google and say Thomas Slaughter, $50,000 Aggie ring. And, I mean, there's three or four pages of hits. And it's everywhere. He can't ever get that back. It's out there forever. And, again, it would never be out there but for the fact that Judge Boyette's sitting this, you know, just purely asinine bond. And I don't know. That's the part that upsets me the most. And, you know, there was no reason to do it but for him to just basically just be mean to somebody, I guess. And it's ridiculous. But that's what's different about this case and all the rest. I mean, I've represented people that are innocent and represented people that a whole lot of people are guilty. But, I mean, that's just what stands out.
From a financial standpoint, what is Mr. Slaughter out? I don't know the bond costs. I can guess Texas is probably similar to other states, but
oh, his mom paid. Just back up a little bit. I mean, originally the bond should have been around $8,000. That's the standard. We have basically schedules up there that, I mean, a magistrate has to see you on a felony case, but, you know, the whole idea of bond is not to be oppressive. It's not to, you know, make sure someone stays in jail forever. We're past that as a society. The idea of it is just to secure your appearance back at court, okay? And so, you know, if $8,000 is $8,000 to $10,000 is pretty much within the schedule in a state jail felony theft case. And so originally, when I, you know, after he got his bond, I thought was set. Sunday morning, I looked on Justice Web. It showed $8,000. I thought, well, that's right. And the mother started to pay the bail bondsman, paid him $800 then, because 10%, to get him out. And then But unfortunately, that $8,000 was something just one of the jailers thinking that it's just another case that follows the schedules because it's nothing, you know, violent or anything like it about it. Had put that into Justice Web before Judge Boyette came and magistrated. And then after Judge Boyette magistrated and made it $50,000, I attempted to call, I called the jail and said, please, I know you're not going to give me Judge Boyette's cell number, but please get my cell number to him because I don't understand why this is set at $50,000. Again, no one's hurt. I mean, it's not a crime of violence. I mean, you can go on Justice Web and people that are committing rape get out for less than $50,000.
And no other aggravating circumstances here.
No. And the kid's clean, never been in trouble before. Not a flight risk. I mean, he's a student. He's not going to run off. You know, he's got trying to get a degree and all that. And so at that point, of course, Judge Boyette never calls me back. I truly believe that the jail passed on my cell number to him, and he just never called back. And, I mean, I'm not name names in jail, but those people were shocked there, the jailers, that he said it so high. And so long and short of it, you know, I couldn't get a hold of Judge Boyette, and I attempted to call one of the district judges, but he was out of pocket. And the mother finally just, you know, she dropped $5,000 to get her son out. And he wasn't even guilty of anything.
And so the mother's out $5,000 then?
Yes, sir. I didn't charge her anything for my attorney fees.